The story of the transfiguration of Christ appears in the New Testament in three of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and is referenced in the second letter of Peter. In all three Gospel accounts, Jesus, accompanied by three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, goes up a mountain where he appears transfigured in brilliant, glorious, radiant light, speaks to Moses and Elijah, representatives of the law and the prophets, and a voice declares, "This is my son, listen to him." By the 8th century, the celebration of the Transfiguration on August 6th was the most important feast of the Eastern Church, second only to Easter. It was ordered to be celebrated in the West by the 15th century. While some scholars believe the story reflects a post-resurrection appearance by Jesus, most believe it tells of a vision of glory in the midst of Jesus' ministry that authenticates the brilliant light that came into the world in Christ. For 73 years, August 6 reminds us of a different, sinister brilliant light, the first use in warfare of a nuclear weapon on August 6, 1945, in the bombing of Hiroshima. So humankind has a choice. Respond to the values represented by the glory of the transfigured Christ, the Prince of Peace, or perish in the brilliant fire of a nuclear holocaust. Which light shall the nations choose?